Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Guy, I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how did we become willing to change? So for me, I think like a lot of alcoholics, the idea of giving up alcohol was completely unthinkable, and everything in my behaviour was oriented around resisting the idea that I might have to stop drinking. Drinking seemed to be the answer to all my problems, even though it was clearly the cause of all my problems. I really only became willing to change when it became made clear to me by a friend that I was going to die if I didn't change, that I was on a path to complete and utter destruction. And I guess I had a moment of clarity when I really believed that and saw that I had no choice. And initially, the idea of change was horrifying to me. I was convinced that my life as I knew it was ending, and that any enjoyment would be gone, that I was just forced through circumstance to give up the thing I loved more than anything else. Of course, once coming into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and becoming a little bit more enlightened about what had happened to me and what alcohol was doing to me, it became more obvious that alcohol was the reason I was unhappy. I didn't drink because I was unhappy. I was unhappy because I drank. And after a very short period of time, for me, I was very lucky. I realised that I had a wonderful opportunity to have a happy life, providing I turned away from alcohol. And from that point, I like to feel that my recovery has been a fairly straight line. I haven't really looked back. I still obviously crave alcohol in a sort of like a primitive way, but there's no part of my intelligent being that doesn't accept that I'm on the right path. But that initial decision to change was very, very hard to get to. And if you can get to it and change direction, your life opens up. But it's so hard to see that when you're in the grip of alcoholism. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.